Will you pray with me? Most gracious and loving God, we come together tonight to remember Maundy Thursday, the day when you initiated the act of the Lord's Supper. I ask that you help me to get out of the way tonight so that your words may be heard. We love you. Amen. So a couple weeks ago, as I was trying to prepare for the message tonight, I hit a mental roadblock. And I did what many seminarians do when they hit mental roadblocks. I hopped on Facebook. And at the top of the news feed on Facebook, there was a caption from Facebook saying, "Hello, Josh, we care about you, and we hope that you're doing well. So to show you that, here is a photo that you took from 2 years ago. Have a great day." And my first thought when I saw this was, "Wow, Facebook, that is really kind of you, for thinking of me like this." But I also was wondering, why did I take this photo in the first place? What was so important that was happening at that point in time that I would want to try to capture that? It was me and a group of friends down in Newport News. We had all gone our separate ways for jobs or for traveling or one reason for another. But we decided to come back, and in that evening when we were all gathered in the living room, we thought that, this is a great time for a photo. And as I was looking at this photo, I kept wondering, not just why did I take this particular photo, but why do we take photos in general? What is the purpose of a photograph? And I think, at least for me, one of the reasons that I take photos is because I want to remember. I meet a lot of people, like we all do. We go to these places and we are part of these events that are so important to us for one reason or another that we want to capture them so that we can look back and remember those people, that time, that place. And I think that as time passes, without having some kind of token to remember that event, it is very easy for us to forget something that may have been so special to us at that point in time. I also think another reason that we take photos is because we want to share those memories with other people. We currently live in a time when it is very easy to share photos, whether that be through Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram or sending them through email or just printing them out and sending a hard copy through the mail. We live in a period where we are able to share these important memories with other people. Now, today being Maundy Thursday, this is the day in our church calendar when we remember Christ wanting to share his ministry in an act with his disciples. Christ knows what is about to happen to him tomorrow. And this is his final meal to have an opportunity to encapsulate all of his teachings and pass those on to his followers. However, we find in our scripture lesson tonight that Paul is writing to a community that has forgotten the meaning of the Lord's Supper. See, in the passage right before the one that Pastor Sean read to us this evening, Paul writes to the church in Corinth, "When you all come together, it is not really to eat the Lord's Supper. For when the time comes to eat, each of you goes ahead with your own supper, and one goes hungry, and another becomes drunk." What? Do you not have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you show contempt for the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? See, friends, the church in Corinth was missing the point. Some more background for this particular church at this particular time. The church in Corinth was made up of people from many different social classes, from those at the very top to those at the very bottom. And in that day, the people in the upper social classes had their work days end earlier than people in the lower social classes. Now, it's also important to know that for them, the Lord's Supper was an actual meal when the entire church community came together to have bread and to drink cup. A little different than us grabbing a piece of the bread and dipping it. They had this entire dinner together. But the folks that were getting off of their days earlier were showing up and eating their fill and drinking so that when the people in the lower social class finished their later workday and would show up, there was nothing left for them. And so rather than this meal being an opportunity to remember Christ and to feel Christ's presence, it was highlighting the differences among the people that they would have been aware of everywhere else except in the church. The church in Corinth was missing the point, which is why Paul reminds them that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup also, and after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Again, on that night, almost 2,000 years ago, Christ knew what was going to happen to him the next day, and he needed a way to help his disciples remember. Now, we all are aware that cameras did not exist when Christ was around. However, I think that it's important for us to note that Christ does not say, "Hey guys, I'm glad that we're all here. I've called the local artist. He will be coming and joining us in just a little bit. Let's all, you know, scrunch around the table so he can paint a painting of us. It'll probably take about 5 hours or so. But when he is done, I want you to gaze upon this painting and remember me." Christ doesn't do that. Christ takes this everyday bread and this everyday cup and turns it into something extraordinary. Now, communion is more than just looking back at the past and remembering an event in an upper room a few thousand years ago. It is more than clicking and flipping and sliding through these photos and briefly thinking about what was happening that day, whenever that might pop up in our newsfeed, whether that be once a month, once a week, a couple times a year. It is more than that. Communion is a meal that is a token of love and a union that we have with Christ and with one another. Let me say that again. Communion is a meal that is a token of love and union that we have with Christ and with one another. Now, one of the really cool things about communion is that, unlike a photo where we realize that the people that we're looking at in this picture are not present with us, we are looking through a little portal to the past. With communion, Christ is present with us. Christ is here. Christ is not just someplace 2,000 years ago, but Christ is here. And communion is an act of community. It is not something that we can just do in our homes, looking at the computer and scrolling through photos or flipping through and checking out a piece of bread. It is an act that takes place when we are gathered with one another. Now, it is also a promise that Christ will come again. The church in Corinth forgot this. The meal was used to highlight differences among their people rather than bringing them together in love and in union with Christ. And I hope that we can learn from them. Rather than treating communion like a bunch of photos that we scroll through, wondering why we may have taken them in the first place, perhaps we can think of communion more like a photo album. A photo album that we as a church family can gather around, and a living photo album where we realize that Christ is here, or we can feel God's presence, and we can hope for Christ's future return. Now, in a few moments, we will all have an opportunity to share in the Lord's Supper tonight, for us to remember those events in an upper room almost 2,000 years ago. And I hope that you will join me in that remembrance, in feeling Christ's presence, and in hoping for Christ's return. Will you pray with me?